Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, February 3rd, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open, with Nasdaq sharply down after big tech names such as Apple, Amazon, and Google reported underwhelming earnings and guidance. European equity markets have opened lower following mixed Asia trade. U.S. dollar is firmer versus euro and sterling, but flat versus Japanese yen. Treasury yields are higher at the short end and flat at the long end. Oil is down, gold is softer, industrial metals are mostly lower too. In macro news, the U.S. non-farm payrolls result due to be released today is in focus. It is expected to show the weakest monthly job gain since December 2020. The unemployment rate is forecast to tick up, with no change to the average hourly earnings. The print may support the soft landing narrative and expectations that the Fed is close to the end of its tightening cycle. Similarly, in Europe, markets are digesting the dovish takeaways from yesterday's European Central Bank and Bank of England policy decisions. The European Central Bank signaled another large size hike in March, but sounded open to moderation thereafter. The Bank of England will likely end its tightening cycle in March. In other developments, U.S. Secretary of State Blinken is expected to meet China's President Xi Jinping during a two-day visit to Beijing starting Sunday, but expectations are low. On the data front, Italy, Spain, France, and Germany's January services PMIs came in all slightly higher than flash results, and the Eurozone composite PMI confirmed a return to growth in January. China and Japan's services activity readings also picked up last month. Apart from the January non-farm payrolls, January unemployment rate, January average weekly hours, and January average hourly earnings, U.S. macro releases of note today also include the January services PMI and January ISM non-manufacturing index. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Church & Dwight, Zimmer Biomet Holdings, Cigna, and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. These companies are posting results before the open. In corporate news, activist investor Ryan Cohen has gathered a sizable stake in Nordstrom and is planning to urge the company to make changes to its board, according to the Wall Street Journal. First Energy has entered into a definitive agreement to sell an additional 30% stake in First Energy transmission business to Brookfield Supercore Infrastructure Partners for $3.5 billion. Carlyle Group is reportedly in talks with ex-Goldman Sachs executive Harvey Schwartz about taking over as CEO. In Asia, equities ended mixed on Friday. Greater China markets were lower on some profit-taking and worries over the extent of China's economic recovery following dire housing and car sales data for January. Hong Kong was notably lower again today and was an underperformer for the week. Japan's Nikkei closed on a 7-week high and continued to outperform the Topix. Australia closed higher again, Taiwan and South Korea held on to gains. India's benchmark was higher, although the Adani Group stocks were taking another hammering. Southeast Asia was mostly higher. European equity markets have opened mostly lower after yesterday's broad gains. Regional sell-side takeaways following the European Central Bank meeting argue that the outsized rally in Eurozone's bond yields may be overdone. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, February 3rd, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.